President Obama wants to impose a $10 per barrel tax on crude oil. The White House says the tax is included in the budget the president will propose next week. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
White House economic advisor Jeff Zients says the revenue would be used to move the country to a cleaner transportation system and also boost spending on highways, transit, and high-speed rail.
The $10 barrel fee is paid for by the oil companies. The fee is designed to support investment and innovation.
Zients says the tax would be phased in over 5 years. Sarah Erkman, External Affairs Manager for the Alaska Oil and Gas Association Trade Group, says the tax amounts to punishing oil companies.
Any kind of additional tax to the oil industry at a time when companies are posting huge losses, they're cash flow negative, and they're just trying to survive is a horrible idea and would have negative consequences, particularly for the state of Alaska, which depends so to such a high degree on the health of the oil and gas industry.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says it would be bad for the nation, but a disproportional hit to Alaska.
How do I explain that to Alaskans? How do I explain that to the people that have just lost their jobs with the layoffs from Conoco or LBP or some of the projects that have now been put on hold?
Murkowski says the idea won't go over well on Capitol Hill either.
I think there is absolutely no chance that a tax of this proportion laid down by this president has a chance of passing in this Congress.
The American Petroleum Institute estimates the tax would add 25 cents to the price consumers pay for a gallon of gasoline. With help from Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin, reporting from Washington, D.C.